Next 101.7 KAYL. More pregame before this stellar girls matchup between the Mustangs and the Indians. And now a chance to talk with Pokey LM girls coach Robert Mask. And 4-for-4 to start the season, Robert. How do you feel about the way the team has played through four contests?
We're still adjusting to a few things, but I really like where the girls are at mentally. They came in really focused and dedicated off of a good summer and obviously off of a very successful last season and looking to improve.
Yes, indeed, looking to continue to build on last season's state runner-up finish, and you have a lot of star power, of course, back this year with Ellie and the Meyer sisters, and one new addition to the varsity roster I want to ask you about, Peyton Gilliard. What is her story, a junior? I know she was not on the varsity at least last year. She has come in and been a nice plus for you.
Ellie, Faith, and Grace have really stepped up another notch this season, and Peyton actually is a move-in. She was in Decorah last year. She started for Decorah last season.
Okay.
Her dad was working in Lorenz, and her mom got a teaching job in Lorenz also and moved into the district, and we're glad to have her. She fits our system well. She's a runner. She's athletic. She gets out and wants to play hard and plays great defense, and she has the ability to knock down outside shots and get to the rim, and that fits what Ellie and the twins do well. And then not to forget Autumn, our last of our starting five. She does a great job of taking care inside and rebounding. And the starting five unit for us is really tough. So I'm really pleased with the chemistry and the time that these girls have put in.
Playing back-to-back here early this week, as last night you won at Webster City, handily, 78-25.
It's one of those nights where you come out and the first probably eight or nine shots went in. And, we were up, we scored 32 points in the first quarter and got things rolling. Faith Meyer led us with 20 points. Ellie Ruffridge had 18. Grace Meyer had 11 points and 10 steals.
Wow.
It was a great night offensively. We had 10 girls get in the book for scoring points. That's something that I said coming into this year. We are much deeper as an offensive team. And I really believe we got eight girls that can come in on any night, and any one of them could score 10 or more points. And that's really nice for us.
Yeah, that'll be big. And you open the season with convincing wins over Humboldt and Emmitsburg, and then the third game had to be a big lift for your team as you beat a Manson Northwest Webster team that is definitely going to contend in the Twin Lakes Conference.
Humboldt, start of the year, Humboldt's a nice ball club. A lot of credit to the hard work they put in, and Emmitsburg's rebuilding a little bit from what they lost from their seniors last year, but the Manson game was a challenge for both clubs. Manson was down Peters, which hurts them a little bit. Mm. But in the first half, we got into foul trouble, and the Meyer sisters sat out for about 9 minutes straight.
Wow.
And that's the depth of our roster. We were able to weather that without them. And third quarter, we were able to get back into kind of the flow we wanted to. And Ellie dropping 37 against Manson was huge for us also, especially we had three starters in foul trouble. Was really big, and to come out of that with a 71-58 win, first conference win is nice.
Well, you're going to need all your weapons for as much as possible here tonight, taking on a Newell Fonda team that you split with last year. What are you looking at going into this matchup?
Yeah, the last 2 years we've split both years with them, and Newell Fonda is, I have the utmost respect for their club. Every year they got the girls ready to play, and it's next girl up. for them, and that's where we're working towards as well. And you know, you can't say enough about what Coach Jungers and Coach Larson have done over there. You know, they got some young girls that'll step up. I think the Larson girl as a freshman will be solid for them. But you know, you got Gerke, who played exceptionally well down at state last year. I look for her to be big for them this year, as well as a couple other juniors and seniors.
We're ready for this one, Coach. Thanks a lot for the time, and good luck.
Yep, thank you.
Robert Mask with us in the pregame. Let's take a break, and we will tip it off in just a bit. Girls basketball, Newell Fonda and Pokie LM. It's on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com.